Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha MP S. Subbungmarin Jame has asked the central government to immediately implement the Naga political solution and two other priority projects for the state. In his maiden participation during the discussion on the union budget for 2024-25 yesterday, Jameer raised the long-bending Naga political issue, saying that the people have been waiting for implementation of the agreements made in 2015 and 2017. He said a union budget 2024 made no mention of the government's agreement of rehabilitation scheme. Jameer informed the members of the lower house that despite announcement of the successful conclusion of the peace talks by the then Nagaland governor, the government of India continued to impose the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in the state while the ceasefire monitoring unit is not doing well. He said with 24 Naga groups in the state, killings in daylight and anti-social activities of collecting taxes are taking place. Jameer further requested the government to give priorities in establishing the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Nagaland, which was announced by the then finance minister during the budget speech in 2015. Also urging for providing air connectivity to the state capital, Kohima, he said Nagaland is the only state whose capital is not connected by an airport. The state MP further questioned the union budget for neglecting Northeast region, particularly in the road infrastructure, tourism and flood mitigation. Chief Executive Officer of Kohima Smart City Development Limited, KSCDL, K. Tenyo, yesterday inaugurated the newly constructed community building of Kitsopozo Panchayat, Ward No. 5, Kohima. Speaking at the inaugural function, he said that under the Kohima Smart City project, the center approved only 285 acres of land to be developed by KSCDL, covering seven municipal wards: Midland, Dark Lane, D Block, Nagabazar, Kitsopozo, North Block, KZK, and New Market. The KSCDL made proposal for the community building for the seven wards, he said, adding that five have been completed and two are remaining. The new building has car parking in the ground floor, apartments in the first floor, and community hall in the second floor. Tenyo hoped that the new building would not only provide the basic facilities, but bring about unity and cooperation among the leaders and people of the wards. Union Minister of Education Tramendra Pradhan yesterday launched the National Apprenticeship Training Scheme, NATS 2.0 portal, and released 100 crores as a stipend through direct benefit transfer in New Delhi. The scheme aims to democratize apprenticeship, bridge skills gap, fulfill youth aspirations, and make them future ready. Addressing the launch event, Pradhan said that a platform is helping students to enhance their skills and industry bodies to get manpower. He added that under the scheme, 4,500 rupees per month will be provided to students during their apprenticeship period of 6 months to the 18th month. Pradhan said that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed increasing employment ability skills in the Union Budget 2024-25. He added that the government is focusing on the skill development of the country's youth. The Education Minister urged industry bodies and education institutions to come forward and join the portal. The government has said there is no bill proposed at present for complete mechanization of sewerage cleaning and abolition of manual scavenging. This was stated by Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Ramdas Athawale, in a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Athawale said there was a proposal to amend the prohibition of employment as manual scavengers and their Rehabilitation Act 2014 with the aim to formalize the institutional setup for safe cleaning practices. And in the 56th International Chemistry Olympiad, the Indian team won one gold, two silver and one bronze medal. The competition was held in Riyadh, city of Saudi Arabia, from 21st to 30th of this month. Divesh Payyar from Jalgaon district of Maharashtra won gold, while Mumbai's Avinash Bansal and Hyderabad's Harsin Posina grabbed silver medals. Kaishyap Khandelwal from Mumbai brought a bronze medal. Altogether, 327 students from 94 countries participated in the Olympiad. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.